everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Lots About Something podcast. This is the podcast where we, the Lots, always talk about something. So glad you're here. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today, whether it's your very first time or you are one of our seven faithful listeners. What up? We back. My name is Chris. I'm one of your hosts for today, and I am, of course, joined by my lovely bride, Christy. How are you doing today, Christy?
I'm doing very well.
Christy, I tell you why you're doing well.
You didn't hear me. I didn't say what I normally say.
You didn't say doing good.
I changed it up a little bit.
Yeah. New week, new you, I guess.
Maybe. I'm sure I'm going to say what I need to say in a little bit.
Listen, I know why you're doing well, and this could be the reason that you felt the need to change things up. I think it's because I sense a change of you happening right before my eyes, and I am excited about it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. And it is, your love for Teresa's is growing.
Like Maria's,
your love for eating at Teresa's is growing. It's like the Grinch's heart. It started too small.
I am not a Grinch.
No. Your heart towards Teresa's was very small, and now it's growing and growing and growing, because the last two times that I have mentioned, do you want to go eat at Teresa's? You actually smiled and said, we could do that. And it is a very welcome, happy change in your life. So that, and I it will, may be just that you're changing before our eyes.
I will say, we were driving like a bunch of old people down the four lane, and I mentioned, sure, let's go do that, buddy. And you got a little pep in your step.
Put the hammer down.
The pedal to the metal, and we were on our way.
Yeah, I was like Smokey and the Bandit on the way over to Teresa's to get a grilled chicken taco. It was delicious as always.
Yeah, it was good today.
Yeah,
it's good every day. I thought, I'm real hungry today. I'm going to get two of what I normally get of one, but I still only ate one.
Hey, that's all right, because you can save it for later. Can be a delicious snack.
For you?
Sure.
For you, probably.
Sure. I'll take it. Well, Tina, we're back. We missed a week last week. We were at the beach. We had intended, really, to record an episode before we left. We didn't do that. Then we intended to do a makeshift episode at the beach while we were gone. We didn't do that. We also intended to do several Instagram lives while we were gone. Mm-hmm. And we started off strong. But after the second day, it was over. Like, it was absolutely, it didn't happen anymore. And so yeah, we didn't have anything for our seven listeners. Hopefully, they're not too mad at us, and we hadn't dropped down to like five listeners. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're back now. We're back home, back in our own beds. How was the beach? Do you want to start there, or do we want to jump into our what's new and include it in that, or do you just want to give us a beach update? We'll just kind of merge into what's new and talk about all the things new that have been happening since the last time that we did the podcast. It's been a couple of weeks. And I guess we'll start with our beach trip. That's the most recent thing that's been going on. How was the beach trip for you?
I love the beach trip.
Yeah. What was your favorite part?
The porch.
That was nice.
I love the porch.
Yeah.
I loved sitting out there on the ocean, just looking at the ocean.
Yeah.
It was very peaceful, calming for me, very relaxing.
I never do that. I never, ever sit on the porch. But this was a very nice porch. It had a fan. And early in the morning, drinking coffee, or late in the evening as the sun was going down, it was cool enough that you didn't feel like your face was about to melt off, and you could sit out there as a big ceiling fan that would blow on you, and you could, where we were sitting, we could just see the beach, and it was nice. It was good. Mm-hmm. So
that's probably my favorite part.
Okay.
But it doesn't take much to entertain me, so just let me sit out there away from everybody. And But there was normally always somebody out there. Somebody was always enjoying the front, the porch to the.
It was a popular area. Mm-hmm. Do you think you spent as much time on the beach as you thought you would? Did you spend less time on the beach as you thought you would?
I spent enough of what I wanted to do out there.
Okay.
I could always spend a little bit more, but I sat out there one day for a very long time, and so after that, I was done.
Yeah.
It was like Forrest Gump. He just went running, and then one and then day he just decided, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And so I didn't do it anymore.
You know? Okay. So. All right. So you're the Forrest Gump of the beach.
Well, after I'd sat out there and got some sun, and I was kind of, not burnt, but I got a little red, I was like, okay. I'm good now.
Well, good.
I got enough of what I needed, so.
Well, wonderful. We another thing that happened while we were at the beach, I want to talk about two things. Specifically that happened while we were at the beach. The first one was I don't know if it's a law or like frowned upon. I'm not exactly sure the status, but evidently it was frowned upon or illegal or an ordinance to not shoot fireworks on the beach. That was like, I don't know. Did we ever see signs that said it, or we just kind of made that up in our mind?
I didn't pay attention, but I would imagine that there's some signs on the beach going that no fireworks allowed or whatever.
So this one particular night, it was really early on in the week. We were out there, and there was a group of people that moseyed down to the beach, and it wasn't a small group. I mean, it was a pretty hefty group of people moseyed down onto the beach. They were right in front of our porch, mm-hmm. just right in front of it, mm-hmm. and they started shooting fireworks off. And at first, it was completely fine. The only downside was that baby cow had just gone to bed. And everybody was like, oh, it's going to wake up baby cow. But as far as like the fireworks show itself, it started off great. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was like they were nice fireworks. They were colorful. It wasn't like bottle rockets. I mean, they were like, it was a show. They were doing a show. And it was fairly nice. And so I pulled out my phone. Because I was like, you know what? I'm going to record this illegal fireworks show.
You did, yep.
And shortly after I started recording, everything went downhill.
And you caught it all on video.
It literally went downhill because I don't know exactly how they were doing it because it was dark. We couldn't see what was happening on the beach, really. Mm-hmm. All we saw was the fireworks. But something happened to whatever it was they were shooting the fireworks out of. It tipped over, and fireworks started going everywhere.
Not up in the air.
No, on the ground.
At people, in the ocean, down the sand.
I really thought at one point there were some, people they were shot screaming. Our way.
People were screaming.
They were running, picking up kids, running off the beach. It was wild. I'll post the video. I have not posted the video, but I will post the video. I'll tell you why I didn't post the video. Because, you know, now you see, like, people recording fights. And you're like, why didn't you stop recording to do something? Uh-huh. That's where I felt like. I was like, why should I have kept recording it? But it was like, I couldn't have got down there.
By the time we got down there, it was over and somebody needed to press the record button because it somebody was literally chaotic. Mm-hmm.
So I'll post it on the Instagram page. I have not done it yet, but I felt like it needed a lead up to that. So that was wild. That was a interesting thing that happened. The other thing that happened, we did something that we'd never done before at the beach, and that was we went to a wax museum.
Yes, we did.
Tina, give me just kind of a breakdown of the wax museum. Maybe somebody doesn't know what that is.
So we took lots of pictures. Now, I've never been to one, and it's just celebrities made out of wax. I mean, they look somewhat like who they should be. You knew who you saw when you seen them.
There were some that you would look at and you'd be like, who was that? And then they had a sign by their name and you'd be like, oh, okay. Yeah. But then there were some you knew exactly who they were.
Right. So we paid to go do that. And then that's what the girls wanted to do. So you really, really just walk through and look at celebrities. And I thought, I'm never going to do this again. I wouldn't spend money to do it again. Would you?
No.
So I'm going to take pictures with all of these celebrities. And so I let Tina go, and we had a great time at the Wax Museum.
listen, seven listeners, lend me your ear for just a moment. Tina was in full effect in the wax museum. I'm talking about she was booty dancing with Justin Bieber.
No, I was not.
She was getting her head chopped off by, who was that, Jason or somebody like that. Like, she was wearing costumes and props.
They asked you to wear the props and take pictures. And so I said, I'm going to do this.
I'm going to post. I can't post them all. We've got way too many pictures.
No, we can't post them all.
I'm going to post some of them.
I did it for family, for us to have some memories.
I'm going to post some of them because they were really, really funny. Who was it you made out with? Oh, Tom Holland. You tried to make out with Tom Holland.
Well, you weren't allowed to touch any of them, so it was just pretend.
The funniest one to me, though, was Hugh Hefner.
Oh, I didn't know what to do with Hugh.
They had this big red bed, and Hugh Hefner, and he, like in his likeness, it looked, I mean, he looked, you knew who he was.
Oh, yeah.
In his likeness. Tina snuggled right up to Hugh, and she was like, just take photos. Here I am, baby.
No, when you see it, you'll say, I see what Tina did. It wasn't that way at all, Chris.
But you had fun.
I did. I thought I'd never go back. So, and listen, I wasn't the only adult mom taking advantage of the cameras.
You weren't.
If you're there, you make memories from wax museum people. I mean, you take pictures with them like you really saw them.
No, you definitely got your money's worth.
If you didn't, then you just walked through like the girls ready to get through looking at just these wax people, because that's all that it was.
Yeah, that's what was funny about it, is the girls wanted to go to the wax museum.
Till
and
they,
I think
till they saw, oh, this is really just celebrities.
And what was funny about it is they've talked about doing this wax museum for years. It wasn't just this year. Mm-hmm. For years. And so it was a rainy day, and we were like, sure, let's do it. That's fine.
Well, it was either that or WonderWorks. And it said it was educational, and I didn't have any part to do that.
So. We did not want to learn anything, I'll tell you that right now.
Now, we did do something that was very fun. And we've done it before, but we've never done it with the girls. And that was axe throwing.
Yes. That was fun.
And y'all, it was named Jack Axe Throwing. And I thought it was the most hilarious thing I've heard in a long time.
What was it called?
I said, don't be a Jack Axe, Chris. Don't you be that there. You know, so that was real fun. We got to throw axes and ninja stars. And it took you a little while to get going, didn't it?
It did take, surprisingly, I think all three of y'all.
No, Emma had a hard time at first.
Got it going. I had to have a special class with the worker so I could figure out how to do it.
He come by and watched me do it. He's like, perfect. You got this. I was like, I know how to do this. I was like, but he is going to need some help.
Yeah, she called me out.
I said, he's been doing this for 30 minutes, and he hadn't hit it at all. It was anywhere but where it should be. So he helped you, and then once you caught on to it, it was
easy
to do.
I was pretty good at it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. They let you throw the axes, and then they had throwing knives and stars, like ninja stars.
Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
And then they put some balloons on targets, and you think, wow, that'll be easy to hit. But it was hard to pop them balloons when they put them up on the board.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
It was fun, though.
You can tell I'm excited about it.
We had a good time. Mm-hmm. So overall, would you say that the beach trip was a success for you?
I love the beach trip.
Good.
I loved it.
Great. I'm glad to hear it.
Should I ask you that question?
You can.
Did you enjoy the beach trip?
I mean, I didn't not enjoy it. Okay.
Okay.
The beach is not my jam. Mm-hmm. It's not my jam. So,
but what is your jam for vacation?
What I did the first week that you complained about, sitting at home and hanging out and watching NCIS. That was a great week.
But listen, you could have watched all the NCIS you wanted to.
I did.
And nobody would have bothered you.
Here is my problem. There's a couple frustrating things. Some of them are my own issues. But one of the issues was I didn't go to the beach a ton. I didn't want to go to the beach a ton. So I ended up just sitting in the room. And when you sit in the room, it gets boring after a while. It's like I could be doing all of this stuff at my house. The couch isn't your couch. And here's the crazy thing about the TV in the room. It was almost too clear. Like, it was so clear and high def, it was annoying to watch. Uh-huh. I can't explain that. But
well, you could have been like Gary and your mom, put headphones in and watch your iPad.
I did do that.
I mean, you look over to everybody and they'll be watching their iPads. But hey, if that's how you relax on a beach trip, I say do what you do to relax and enjoy it, because once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah.
So, and that's what I did.
Okay.
I enjoyed it.
Well, wonderful. Well, good. I'm glad that you had a great beach trip. I'm excited about that. Anything else? Anything else about the... not to bring up the Wax Museum thing again, but who is your favorite? Who is like your favorite person to see at the Wax Museum?
Oh, I like Bieber and I like Timberlake. They both were my favorites.
I thought Bieber looked decent.
But
Justin Timberlake didn't look like Justin Timberlake.
If you're talking about who looked just a lot, who looked like themselves... Is that what you said?
Yeah.
I mean, they're my favorite because I like them.
Yeah.
Dolly Parton looked like herself.
Dolly Parton did.
Mm-hmm. Indiana Jones did.
I thought Clint Eastwood looked very, very similar.
Maybe that's what I'm talking about with the poncho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Clint Eastwood.
Spock looked a lot.
Yeah.
Spock with the ears.
We did happen to see somebody from the church at the Wax Museum. Pastor Megan. Pastor Megan was there.
We need to show her that.
They had a display of Cameron Diaz.
I'm sure she's not listening.
But
we need to send her the picture.
I'm going to post this. And all I'm going to say is...
Can we put it side by side?
Yeah. I'm going to post this and like say, hey, we ran into Pastor Megan. But the Cameron Diaz looked more like Pastor Megan than it did Cameron Diaz. Uh-huh.
I could see that. Tina also got to visit Oprah and Ellen while she was there.
Yeah, but they did. Oprah was okay. Ellen, they did wrong.
Yeah. There was a couple of them. They're like, whoa.
Yeah, it was rough.
You did not do. I think it was Brad.
Carrie Underwood. You said they did her wrong.
That and Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, they both looked really bad. Like they needed. And then Ariana Grande, she was what was it? A facelift. She was away. She was having her facelift. So.
Okay. All right. Well, what else? So we're back home from the beach. Anything else new? Anything else going on that?
We did something new when we got home.
Okay, what's that?
Well, we had groceries delivered.
To
Walmart, from Walmart.
Yes,
to the condo.
Listen. We have arrived. All right, so Walmart had a deal on their Walmart Plus. I don't know if it's still going on, but you could get it for like $49. Mm-hmm. We got it.
And we've used it twice.
And we had groceries delivered to our house, dropped off at our door. It was the most amazing experience of our life.
So there's some pros and cons to it.
There's only pros. Now,
I still like Kroger, and I will probably do most of my shopping at Kroger.
What?
But listen.
We will never shop at Kroger again. Yes. They don't deliver.
Well, listen. There's a reason why we don't have them delivered to the house all the time. Because we don't know everything that we need. So we spend all of our grocery budget the first time we deliver it. So then we go back and spend another $100 on light bulbs. Let's just have some light bulbs delivered
bonus
to the house.
No, so, that's what's great about it.
So you're like, we are buying things that we normally buy. But hey, it's getting delivered to the house, so let's buy it.
We're sitting in the living room yesterday, and I'm like, man, we need some light bulbs. Got on the app.
Hey, do you need anything else?
Next thing I know, we've got another $100 order.
It's not a good thing, because we were going to blow the budget out of the water.
And we didn't, listen, that happened at 11, and we didn't get those light bulbs until 7 p.m., but we didn't have to leave the house once.
And we don't quite know if we like the light bulbs you got, so we might order some more tomorrow.
Yeah, we're definitely going
to
order some
just
more.
Just to have some extra light bulbs on there. Yeah. But hey, it's delivered to the house.
Yeah, we don't have to go anywhere.
But you're paying someone to bring them.
It's worth it.
Did we pay that person $20?
We did on the grocery order.
Because I feel like that's taken away from my grocery budget when you have to pay somebody to bring the groceries. I don't know. I'm still in.
Take it out of the toilet paper budget.
Some of my strawberries were not good, so the produce was a little
That's Walmart's fault.
But anyway, so that's something new for us.
That's Walmart's fault.
I know. Did you complain about it?
No, I didn't.
Well, then I have to complain then.
Okay.
Okay.
Also, we saw Mission Impossible.
Yes, we did.
It's pretty good. I enjoyed it.
I will say, there's nothing like eating butter popcorn at the movie place.
It's true. It's the best.
And there. Now, if we're going to go with buttered popcorn, some people, hey, don't like any butter. I, on the other hand, like popcorn butter, popcorn butter, popcorn butter, all the way up to the top. And my favorite candy, which they didn't have, was Reese's Pieces inside my popcorn. What's your favorite candy at the movies?
I can't eat it anymore because it hurts my teeth.
Oh.
Milk Duds.
Oh, really?
Love a Milk Dud.
Ew. But we did get some M&Ms, so it was good. And I almost ate the whole tub of popcorn because I hadn't eaten lunch that day. I remember at one time I was like, do you want any of this? And you're like, no. I was like, okay, I'm about to eat this whole thing. But we enjoyed the movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie. So if you hadn't seen it yet.
Yeah, I recommend it. It was Tom Cruise did a good job playing Ethan Hunt.
I'm at a risk of having a bunch of people explain something to me.
Some coffee?
No, I'm good. Thank you. Okay. At a risk of having a bunch of people say something to me about this.
Okay.
Because I have noticed what if I say something that I don't know that people know, they love to tell me about it. So I'm not saying this because I want to know about it. I'm just pointing this out as something that I don't know. Okay? Are you with me?
I'm waiting to hear this.
There's a bunch of movies that people are really excited about that I have never heard of. Like Sound of Freedom.
Yes.
I heard somebody else talk about it. And then somebody at church came up to me today and was like, man, we went and saw Sound of Freedom. And I was like, really? That's great. They're like, yeah, it was so good. They're like, it's so sad. And I was like, man, that's great.
I think it's about...
And I have no idea what that is.
I think it's about the trafficking of children.
Well, that's not exciting at all.
But the guy rescues them. Like it's a true story.
Okay.
He's on a mission to rescue them.
All right. So there's a lot of hype about that. I had never heard of that movie in my whole life until like the last, probably in the last 3 days, I've heard more about that movie.
Okay.
Than any. Another one is
Barbie. Barbie's out.
Well, I'd heard about Barbie.
Okay.
I had heard about Barbie. But there is another movie that's coming out at the same time as Barbie that evidently people are like really, really into. And we heard it on a podcast on the way home. They were talking about which movie should you go see, blah, blah, blah. What, Oppenheim?
I don't know.
Anyway, it's evidently a big deal.
So we saw the preview of that.
We saw it at the movie.
But I've already forgotten what it does.
No idea.
I haven't forgot what it's about.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'll definitely go see Barbie.
We can remember Barbie.
Would you want to pay to see Barbie, though? I think I'd rather just watch Barbie at home.
Emma wants to go see Barbie, but...
Okay. Do you think it's kid appropriate?
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. All right. Well, something else new happened, Tina, today, and it happened to you. I was part of this group text with you, but it... You were the one that had some question marks about a specific text message, okay? Uh-huh. So, in a family text, it's me, you, Lily, Emma. Lily sends out what she wants for lunch, okay?
Okay.
And she says, hey, guys, I'm really feeling like Arby's for lunch, NGL. And then you responded back, NGL question mark, because you didn't know what NGL means. Now, did you ever figure out what NGL means?
Emma told me.
Okay.
But I forgot.
Not gonna lie.
Not gonna lie.
Yeah.
God, gosh, I never would have gotten it. Okay.
Okay. Now, you also told me, because I was asking you about that, you also told me that the other day you had to Google, what was it, POV? Mm-hmm. What did POV stand for?
Uh-huh.
Do you remember what that stands for?
So, every time I see it on a reel, I'm like, POV? I know POV and Survivor as Power of Veto. That's what I know it as. So I had to Google what POV meant.
Yeah.
And it meant...
You don't remember? You already forgot?
I forgot.
Point of view.
Point of view, yes. I forgot. But why does somebody need to know their point of view?
Because you're like, if you're like doing a... They do it in content creation because yeah. They'll be like, POV, like you want. They want you to see it from a certain point of view.
That's fine, but see, I have a very hard time wondering what letters mean when I see people post, like, OTTD. I didn't know what that meant for a long time.
OTTD. I don't know if I know what that means.
Outfit of the day? Outfit OOTD.
Outfit of the day, yes. Yeah.
I was like, OOTD, what is that?
Yeah.
It reminds me of like ADHD or something. OOTD.
I didn't know that people still did that. I knew that happened a while back.
I see that sometimes too, and I have to think, well, what does that mean?
Okay, let's play a game. You ready?
No.
All right. I didn't put it on the screen. I've got it on my phone. This is 100 common text abbreviations.
Okay.
I'm just going to read you the letters, and you tell me if you know what they mean, okay? I'm going to start off really easy, okay? JK.
Joking.
Yeah, just kidding.
Oh, just kidding.
Yeah. Or joking. No, I'm joking. Just kidding.
Joking.
Yeah, same thing.
J-O-K, like joking.
Okay, here we go. B-R-B.
Be right back.
Good job. Okay. Good job. What about BTW?
By the way.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Very good. What about TBH?
To be honest.
To be honest. Look at you. Okay. Here's another one. This doesn't have any. I guess it would be a text, but you see this in stores a lot. BOGO.
Buy one, get one.
There you go.
You know I'm a BOGO person.
Yeah, you're doing good.
Couponing.
Okay, you know this. What about IRL? What about IRL? That's something that happens IRL. Any ideas?
IRL.
Yeah, IRL. In real life.
Oh, no, I did not know that.
That happens in real life. IRL, that happens.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Okay, what about IDC?
I don't care.
IDK?
I don't know.
Yeah, good job. Okay, all right, here we go. So this is said a lot in like video games.
Are you trying to help me?
No. I'm trying to give you context. This happened. You see this a lot in like video games, stuff like that. Somebody will say, "Oh, they must be AFK." AFK. Do you know what that means?
I don't.
Away from keyboard. So they step. Basically, they stepped away. They're away.
No, I had no idea.
They're away from the keyboard.
Okay.
All right. What about JIC?
Just in case.
Yes. Okay. Good job, Tina. Okay. All right. I gotta step up my game. Okay. What about? All right. I can't give you that one.
Okay.
That one's a bad one.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. TW. TW. I'm about to say something that you're not gonna like. TW. I'm about to say something you're not gonna like.
I don't know.
Trigger warning.
Oh no! I never would have got that.
Trigger warning.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Let's see. TBA.
To be announced.
To be announced.
Okay.
There you go. Let's see. TTYL.
Talk to you later.
Good job.
I know that because in school when I used to write notes to my friends, we would say, TTYL, talk to you later.
All right. What about SMH?
Shaking my head.
See, you know these more than you think you do.
Some of them.
Okay, what about A-F-A-I-K? A-F-A-I-K.
A-F-K-I-K.
Yep.
At first. K. A-F-K.
A-F-A-I-K.
I don't know.
It means as far as I know.
Oh, okay.
A-F-A-I-K. As far as I know.
I would never get that.
Okay, here's the last one. Here's the last one. Okay. You're doing pretty good at this.
Okay.
T-L-D-R. I got your message, but it was T-L-D-R.
Too late.
Close. Too long, didn't read.
Oh.
I got your message, but it was TLDR. Too long, didn't read.
I would think it would be too late, didn't respond. But
okay. What about, all right, this one? This one's cake. This is easy. R-O-F-L. R-O-F-L.
R-O-F-L.
Yep. Surely you know this one.
R-O-F-L.
R-O-F-L.
I have no idea.
Rolling on the floor laughing.
R-O-F-L?
You got me. That was so funny. I'm R-O-F-L. It's like next level to LOL.
I will say this. When we do play our gaming, we were listening to one of our nephew's friends one day, and he said N-T. N-T.
Oh, yeah, that was funny.
And it means, I don't know what it means, but I.
You thought it meant not today.
When I hear N-T, we joke about it today, and we'll say, not today, N-T, N-T. Now, I know that's not what that means.
Oh, man.
But he'll never forget it either. And we joke about it all the time. So
okay. Okay. Hey, you did pretty good with the abbreviations.
Some of them.
Yeah, you did really good.
Man, when you start getting like 5 and 6 letters in there, it's like, what in the world? Why can't you just say what you want to say? I feel like
if you're getting into 4 or 5 letters, you might as well just say what you're trying to say.
I can't think. My mind doesn't comprehend a whole bunch of different letters trying to. I'm wanting to read them, you know?
Yeah. All right. I got 2 more things for you today, Tina. First one's weird news. We haven't done weird news in a while.
Okay.
So I got a couple of weird news just to catch up. Okay, just catching up on some weird news items. The first one is this. Are you a fan of Burger King?
I don't eat Burger King much.
Well, it appears that Burger King in Thailand is now serving an only cheeseburger. It only has cheese on it.
Yeah, it's like a grilled,
that's it.
It's like a grilled cheese.
Yeah, there's nothing else on it, just cheese.
I like grilled cheeses.
Yeah, but would you like that on like a Burger King hamburger bun? I don't know if that would be a fan of that. And I don't know that it's grilled.
I've been cutting out on bread, so.
Oh, so you're not driving to Thailand anytime soon to get this.
Yeah, I try to cut all out right. My buns on the bread,
Seems right.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, oh yeah, if weird news, if this is your first time listening to this, we don't read the articles. We only respond to headlines. Okay. So we have no idea what these stories are all about. We're just responding to the headlines.
On our head, yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Next one. I thought this would, I felt like this fell right inside of our purview as Christians. Did I say that right? Purview? Purvy? Purview?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to Google that. I'm not sure that I used that word correctly.
I don't think that sounds right.
Purview?
You don't make...
Not
purview. Don't change it.
Let's see. Let's Google purview. Purview. Purview meaning, yeah, in the scope of influence or concern of something. Purview. Okay. I used it right. We're good. All right. Now, evidently, there's a bus that traveled... in Poland that had the number 666 and Christians protested and they're no longer going to run that bus anymore. I will say I don't get into a whole lot of like Christianisms. I will say if I got on a bus that was numbered 666, it would raise some concerns for me.
But listen, it says no longer goes to H-E-L. Like, it doesn't mean hell, but it could actually mean that a little bit.
They're going to rename it. They're going to renumber it to 669, which, to be honest, not sure if that's much better. Just saying, yeah. But for different reasons.
I will say this, though. If I'm in the grocery store or something and my bill comes up to 666, I just go and throw me a pack of gum on there or something to make it 667 or something. I ain't gonna lie. If my receipt's coming out to be close to that, I'll make it go up or take something off to make it go down.
I have gotten totals to be like 666 or whatever. I'll just pay for
and
it.
And I'll hear my cashier go, oh, no, we got to do something about that. I'm like, yeah, honey, we do.
Yeah.
So let's fix that.
Yeah. All right. Okay, next one. I want you to think about this. Let's say you have to have a serious surgery. Okay?
I've had a couple in my life.
You've had to have a couple of surgeries. You're having a serious surgery. And you find out that the assistant to the surgery is going to be the cleaning guy. How are you feeling about that? Like he's not experienced. He's just a random cleaning guy that the doctor needed an extra pair of hands for your procedure, and so he just calls him in to hold some stuff. Would you be okay with that?
I'd be knocked out, so it wouldn't matter to me.
Well, evidently there was a German surgeon that was fired after asking the hospital cleaner to assist in an amputation.
Okay.
Imagine?
No, I can't.
What is the cleaning guy like? The cleaning guy's like, I'm just over here taking out the trash. You want me to like hold it up so it doesn't. I imagine. All right, amputations are serious, but I imagine like I've helped people cut wood before, and they always want you to hold the piece so it doesn't fall. Is that what that guy's doing? Is he holding the piece so it doesn't fall?
Or holding it so you don't move?
Maybe. All right. So there's that. All right, next one. Last one.
Okay.
This is beyond this right up here with the pounds of noodles. Just like unfathomable that this would happen, okay? All right. Here's the headline. There's a California family that finds 1 million pennies while cleaning out an old home. 1 million pennies. Now, don't be confused. That's not $1 million. But it does equal up to what? 25,000? Something like that is what they said. It's close to what they found. $25,000 in pennies. They were cleaning out an old California
that
home.
That would be amazing.
How crazy is that?
Because, you know, I'm a coin collector. So how fun would it be to find 20?
All right, would you go through
a million pennies, and there could be special pennies in there?
How would you know? You would go through a million pennies.
I don't know what I'd do with them.
I would take them to the bank. I know exactly what we'd do.
Take them to the bank.
I'd take them junkers to the bank.
Yeah.
So that's all right.
Interesting.
Okay. Last thing I have to talk about. Then, do you have a wow for today?
Yeah.
Okay. Last thing to talk about. And really, this is personal in nature. It's part of where we started, and it's the celebration of who you're becoming as a person in your love for Teresa's. Okay?
Maria's.
All right. I was just thinking, like, where would... Because, to be honest, we talk about this a lot, where to eat. We talk about eating and places to eat a lot. And so I just happened to look up, what are the 10 best places to eat in Aiken? Now, that's where we live. So obviously this won't be relevant to people that don't live in Aiken. But for us,
okay.
The 10 best places for us to eat at, all right? Number one is a place called the Wilcox Restaurant.
We've eaten there
one time.
It's expensive.
It is a nice. It's a fancy restaurant. It is good food. I remember it being very good, very delicious, very nice restaurant. New Moon Cafe. Have you ever eaten there? I've only had like coffee and muffins there.
I've never eaten that.
But evidently it's a pretty good place. It's like a little cafe area. Here's something that I've never eaten. The Aiken Indian Cuisine.
I've heard it's good, though, but I've
Have you? Mm-hmm. Aiken Indian Cuisine. Village Cafe. It's pretty good.
You've had that?
I've had that before. The Pizza Joint. Now, we always go to Mellow Mushroom, but Pizza Joint's pretty good. Metro Diner. We like Metro Diner. Here's one of your, this is your favorite. It's on the list. One of the top 10 places to eat. Red Lobster. Okay. O'Charlie's. O'Charlie's is on there. O'Charlie's. We like O'Charlie's. Five Guys.
We like us some burgers.
One of the best places to eat in Aiken. Five Guys Burgers. And Little Howie's. I've been trying to get us to eat at Little Howie's, but have been unsuccessful so far.
I don't know where Little Howie's is.
Well, we could click on that button and we could order it online and I guess they'll bring it to us.
Oh, okay.
So you know what's missing from this list?
McDonald's.
Yes. I love McDonald's. Teresa's is missing on this list.
Maria's.
But listen, we think it's missing. Okay? I did a little bit further investigation on this page.
Okay.
And if you go down to browse Aiken by food categories, you have some different categories here. Pizza.
Okay.
Italian.
Okay.
Seafood. Chinese food. Japanese food.
Which we like.
We love. Mexican food. And if you click that tab right there, the best place to eat Mexican food in all of Aiken, look what's number one.
Maria!
Teresa's number one. Arriba! Yay!
Maria's.
I don't know what you're saying. When you say that, all I hear is Teresa's.
You're so weird.
What do you mean I'm so weird?
That's not its name.
So, shout out to Teresa's for being the number one restaurant in all of Aiken.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. Number one above everything else in its category, at least, per this page. But number one in our hearts. So, all right, Tina, give us a wow for today. Wow us with a word of wisdom.
All right, I've been doing Proverbs.
Okay.
I started a devotion with Proverbs, and so I highlighted this, I think it was yesterday. Proverbs 3, 1 and 2 says, "My child, never forget the things I have taught you. Store my commands in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfying."
That's good.
So, I thought it was a good little nugget for the week.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Very good. Well, Tina, do you feel good about the episode today?
I think it was a good episode. We've got everybody kind of caught up on stuff.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody's been waiting with anticipation to hear from us.
And hopefully it will be on Spotify. Spotify's been doing us wrong lately.
I'm glad you said that. So if you've missed an episode, Spotify didn't post it. So there is an episode on from like the week before July 4th. It's on Apple, but for whatever reason, it didn't post on Spotify, and it didn't post on Google.
So if you can't get it, pull it up in the morning. Well, you won't hear this if you can't get it, but it's on
We'll pay attention. Apple I'll try to put something out on Instagram or something to let people know what the deal is. But hopefully, you'll be able to hear us.
Okay.
Well, good. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us and hanging out with us a little bit today. Man, we'd love to connect with you. And a way that we could do that is through a couple different ways. One is the Lots About Something Instagram page. If you go check it out, I'm going to post the firework video there. I want to post the couple of video pictures of you from the wax museum there, and who knows what else. Maybe we'll post something else there that for people to see and check out. We also did some lives. Maybe we'll do some more of those.
Something else that was cool that we didn't mention.
Okay.
We went to the Paula Deen restaurant.
Oh, yes.
And the real Paula Deen was there.
I forgot about that. We only saw her at a glimpse.
Going up the elevator.
But she was there at the restaurant.
Live and in person.
Yeah. So that was really cool.
Anyway.
And the food was delicious.
Yes.
So anyway. Connect with us on Instagram. Maybe we'll go live. Maybe we'll post. All of those are question marks, but you can still follow us. You can still follow us there. We'd love it. Be greatly appreciative. You can also, whatever your platform is, man, we'd love it if you would hit the subscribe button or follow button or whatever it's called. That way it just lets you know when we have new episodes. And of course, if whether that is Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or Spotify. And if you didn't know, you can actually watch us in person on video on Spotify. So if you're watching, this is our weekly wave at you to say hello to you. So hopefully you'll do that, and we'd love to catch up and all that kind of great stuff. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful rest of your week. Thank you again so much for hanging out with us, and I look forward to seeing you or chatting with you again very soon. Until then.
See ya.
Bye, guys. Y'all have a great day.